This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The true Christian home is where Christ lives. I think that gives us a real different perspective on our lives here on earth. We need to let heaven fill our thoughts, and that means to look at a life from God's perspective. I think this is the antidote to common modern materialism. We gain the proper perspective on material goods when we take God's view on them, and we see the life around us as God sees it. The more we live in harmony with Him, the more we see life as He sees it. Therefore, we must not become too attached to these things that are so very temporary. Verse 3 of chapter 3 of Colossians says, "You should have as little desire for this world as a dead person does. Your real life is in heaven with Christ and God." And verse 4, "And when Christ, who is in our real life, comes back again, you will shine with Him and share in all of His glories." Now, breaking this passage down, going back to the original text, verse 3 says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." For you died. What a statement. You see, we once were under both slavery to sin as well as slavery to the covenant of the law. Both of these things resulted in what is effectively a sentence of bondage. This covenant, this prison sentence, if you will, could only come to an end through the death of the one in the covenant. You see, in other words, what I'm trying to say is the only way out of this is, well, by dying. You see, through death, all legal agreements are off. You can't sue a dead man. You can't put a dead man in prison. And now that we've died through Christ and moreover resurrected anew, we are truly free. Sin and the law, these things have no claim on our lives anymore. And we now can turn our attention to Jesus Christ, the things above, and the relationship that we have with Him. Please note the word hidden. Hidden here in our text tells us that we are kept in Christ. In Christ. His very life becomes our life. And moreover, if we allow Him, He will live out through us. He'll live out through us through our lives. And because we are hidden in Christ, well, the world, I think, doesn't know that Jesus Christ. And because they don't, we'll never really know or understand us either. Verse 4 in the original said, "When Christ, our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory." Christ, our life. Now, herein we're taken to, I think, the ultimate question. Is Christ our life? No, not our church, not our religion, not our Sunday go to meeting, our life. Not just the possessor and the giver of life either, but the very essence of our lives itself. When you are revealed with Him in glory, what kind of welcome do you want? When you are there with Him physically in His presence on the eternal realm, what kind of welcome do you want? What kind of welcome do you expect? Just imagine for a moment your arrival. You stand there before the creator of the universe, the one who gave you the very breath in your body, and Jesus Christ now steps up with you to the judgment seat. No, not the judgment seat for non-believers. That's the great white throne judgment. But the bema seat judgment, that's the believer's judgment concerning their works. So I ask you now, you're standing there at the judgment seat. Be truthful. What will really take place in the next few minutes?
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.